Blog Talk Radio.
93 Sweet FM Insta. Yeah, I'm the Floss Child Boots Rothschild, and I'm in here commentating for my man Tweed Cadillac. 93.Tweed FM Izzo. Coming every Thursday night from 7 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. Call in with your requests. 347-308-8747. And holla at my man Sweet
93 Cadillac. Baby.
Yeah. That's kind of smooth right there, ain't it? You gonna hear some of the oldies, man, that you ain't heard in a long time, Jack. Uh-huh.
93 Sweet.
Cause Cadillac gonna take it from here to there. And make you get your game on, man. Thursday from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. Call in your request at 347-308-8747. You know that's Blog Talk Radio, baby. Straight old school R&B, smooth rap, jazz. Ah! Hosted by my man Tweed Cadillac. So make no mistake, you just tune on in and listen to my man Sweet Cadillac do his thing. Oh, me? Oh, yeah, I'm the commentator, the Floss Child, Mr. Boots Rothschild, the East Coast player.
93 Sweet.
I've been blessed to come on in here and do a few things. Now you sit back and relax. And check out my man Tweed Cadillac.
93 Sweet FM Song. You like that? I know you do. Sweet Cadillac 93.Tweed FM.
Thursday nights, 7 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. Call in and check out Tweed Cadillac. 347-308-8747. Block Talk Radio.
Hello, world. Welcome to 93.Tweed FM. I am the party rocking player, the original Los Angeles P-spitter, Tweed Cadillac, baby. During the Sunday night flight, tonight's special guests will include the great Ms. Evelyn Champagne King. Stay tuned, we're going to keep it flashy, classy, and jazzy over here. Y'all, for a champagne Sunday night flight. Tonight's show is sponsored by I Am Indy. We're also the official sponsors of Miss Compton's Beauty Pageant 2013. We're sponsoring contestant number 12, Cheyenne Brown. I need you guys to text area code 424-242-8031. Contestant number 12, Cheyenne Brown. Or you can do it online at info@misscompton.com. Second-year college student is up for the People's Choice Award. She needs your support. Big shout-out goes to Deion and Andy Williams listening in. Don't touch that knob, y'all. This is my day job. 93.3 FM. Sunday evening. Remember, whatever you do today can dictate tomorrow. I'd like to give a special shout out to West Coast premier DJ Battlecat. He suffered a mild heart attack a few days ago. We all want to wish him well. Stay tuned, 93.3 FM. Miss Evelyn, Champagne King, will be live on the premises. Find another session coming like this, let me know so I can tune in, y'all. 347-308-8747. Down every Thursday, Sunday night, 7
hey,
to 9
this
p.m.
is Cheryl
Pacific
from
Climax, time.
And you're listening to 93.3 Tweed FM, having a meeting in the ladies' room, the only R&B station that plays the Funkadelics to the Temptations and even Climax.
You heard it first.
Ooh, that's that cut right there. Yeah, this is King Scratch, True West Entertainment. Former NWA member, and you tuned in to Tweed Cadillac, baby. 93.3 Tweed. Let's go.
Carry it further.
93.3 Tweed FM. We give love, so we get love. And we love you. 347-308-8747. Don't tell me you love me, show me. Love yourself if don't nobody else do. Point Tweed, we love you. Lady T, holler at me.
Oh, hey, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Let me take you to Xanadu.
Where is that?
Behind the groove.
Well, all right.
Thank you.
happy birthday to Daisy Warren out of Mexico, California. Westline 347-308-8747. Go right old, he's R&D and all in between. You're on the Champagne second night flight. At 3.3 FM, y'all. Get up if you want to get down. 93.3 tweet, that's him.
Get on down.
Sunday nights, Thursday nights, all the way live. Caller, what's your name? Where you calling from?
Hello?
Yes, hello?
Oh, Hey, yes, it's Evelyn. I'm calling in. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Hello.
It's Evelyn Champagne King.
Indeed it is. It's a pleasure to have you here tonight. How are you doing?
Thanks for having me. I'm good.
I think we have another caller online. Caller, you're calling as well?
I'm here.
Okay. And you're calling from where?
I'm calling from Oakland, California, and she knows who I am.
Is that Eric?
Oh,
yes, it is. And I'm your friend and fan, right?
He's a big fan and a friend. Yes, he is.
Hi, Evelyn.
That's Mr. Eric Cummings. I know who you are as well now, sir. How are you today?
I'm fine. I'm getting ready to go. I'm going to go hear some live jazz and blues in a few minutes, but I still love me some 70s, 80s, and 90s, and 2000s. And I'll be 45 August 2nd. You've been in my life for years. I love you.
And aw, thank you so much.
I'm going to be
happy early birthday to you in Oakland.
Yes. And I'm going to be seeing you in Stockton. You know you're doing a gig in Stockton, right?
Yes, I am.
And I'm getting the word out for everybody.
Thank you.
Yes, and I'm going to be there.
I know. You're keeping everybody informed.
Yes, I am. And your Freddie is with Chaka Khan. And let us see if they get it down in Philadelphia. I love you.
You.
I love you. I love you.
I love you too, Eric. Thank you.
All right. I'll see you soon. Be highly of you.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.
I love you too,
aww,
Evelyn. You know
thank
the world
you.
Loves
you. I love
you
guys too.
So
yes,
it's really,
and I love them too. That's why I'm still going.
You know, and you're a hard lady to catch up to. After months and months of talking with your management, I was finally given the opportunity, and I really, truly, indeed want to thank you for this chance. I know you don't have a lot of time tonight. We don't have to talk about your background because the world grew up with you. We all know your history. Everyone's saw the unsung episodes. We listen to your music.
Thank God.
We want to know, what are you doing right now? What's going on with Miss Evelyn Champagne King now?
Well, I'm just basically still working as much as I can. Thank God for that. Still traveling and doing what I do as a woman, which is trying to take care of myself, exercising, getting older, but not old, just getting more mature. There you go. I'll put it that way.
I can dig it.
Getting more mature. Yeah, trying to keep up with the time. And me and my husband have been trying to really get, you know, we're trying to sit up and write and make sure that we have, you know, our music together to put back out again. It's going to take some time, but you want the timing to be right. I don't like to just throw it out there just because.
Well, that sounds like a good thing. So where will you be appearing next? For all my fans that are across the country would love to know.
Yeah, well, right now I'm doing a lot of inner city. I'm doing a lot of California gigs. I'll be doing Stockton, California, which you heard Eric say. I'll be in Arizona. I'll be doing some Arizona. I need to be more like, you know, out of state, out of country. I haven't been, you know, bouncing around as much as I would like to. But things have slowed down a little bit for me to try and, you know, probably get some things together. And I got to take care of home and myself. So, you know, you got to do what you got to do first in order to get back out there on the road.
I understand. So what do you do when you're not on the road? Do you have any hobbies?
Well, I do like cleaning. I do paperwork. I try and make sure that I do some spring cleaning, winter cleaning. I do it all at once. Because when you have a lot of clothes, being a woman, you have a lot of clothing, you try and get rid of, you know. Try and send it to battered women's shelters and, you know, people that need Goodwill. You know, you just try and, you know, get rid of things that you don't need anymore. And, you know, because it's material. And my main thing is just trying to stay healthy.
So I take it you're involved in some community work and nonprofit organizations?
As much as I can. I do a lot of, trying to give back as far as making sure that I do the cancer research for children. And, you know, I lost my mom from cancer and my sister had a double mastectomy. So it's been very difficult looking at so many friends and family, you know, that are suffering with cancer. So I try and give back of doing things for that. And as many benefits as I can, diabetes, and just trying to, you know, if I need to lend a voice, I'm there. People that have lost their homes and, you know, so I do as much as I can and when I'm called. But when I do search, you know, to see what's going on, because it's a lot on the Internet, you know, you can go and you can look yourself to find out what you can do.
Right. I noticed that you received a major honor in Philly. I think it was a month ago. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
I ended up receiving, it was an American Heritage Award, and it was really nice. It was from Gamble Huff at Philly International, and it was, you know, basically also showing that I am from, of course, a lot of people know I'm from Philadelphia, you know, raised in Philly and went to school there in West Philly High, and also had got discovered there and was in a local band there. So a lot of things, you know, went down for me there, and you know, they were giving back and saying where I got discovered, which was at Philly International, while I was a cleaning girl. So, you know, they were saying thank you. And to be there with the Phillies, it was just, it was so funny. I had to even pitch the first ball, so I thought it was a lot of fun.
Oh, wow. You know, when I put word out that you were coming on the show, I was getting hit up by people all over the country, and the main question that they want to know was, do you ever work with any type of other artists, like any upcoming artists? And if so, how would they be able to get in contact with you?
Well, it hasn't been with any upcoming artists. It's basically been with artists from that, you know, from our era. And, you know, they keep shows going like that for us so we can show the youngsters and, you know, the new generation as well. We have so many of our older fans that still love what we do. So I've been working basically with them. I haven't worked with any upcoming artists or new artists, but, you know, I have a manager, and I do go out there and travel, and, you know, they contact him through email or, you know, on the website, and also on Facebook. His name is Troy Bronstein. So he's out there. I have a management company, and we're just out there doing what we got to do, but, you know, it's kind of rare, you know, when they're putting us with the youngsters today. They're trying to just keep us, you know, old school. At the same time, I'm letting them know I'm not really old school because, you know, we're still going. We're still going.
Yeah.
So I consider that, you know, I've always said back to school, and I like to show the youngsters that this is where it started. You know, it started from us and, you know, the ones even before me. So we're just trying to make sure that they understand. Like, I noticed you had Lenny Williams on, you know, and it's a lot of us, we work together. I work together with them. So I'm
exactly.
Learning, so it's like I'm learning.
As you said, we're from the same era. I'd also like to give thanks to Troy as well. He told me my persistence paid off, and indeed it did. I was bugging him for I don't know how long. He's a real cool guy, though.
So I'm sorry
Big
it
shout
took
out
so
to
long,
you, Troy.
But at least I got through.
Yes, ma'am. So who does Evelyn Champagne King listen to? Everybody listens to you. Who do you like?
I know. Isn't that hard? It gets a little difficult because I listen to everything. I'm one of those kids, you know, from the 50s, 60s, 70s. I listen to so much music, different than people would think. You know, they would think I'm either listening to myself or music in my, you know, my time right now. And no, I listen to country. I listen to Dolly Parton. I listen to rock and roll. I listen to Poison. I still listen to Poison. I listen to, I know, that sounds weird, I know. Bon Jovi, Journey, so many groups that I listen to. You haven't heard me say anything R&B or anything. Okay, I do listen to Neo. I love Neo. I listen to Stevie Wonder still. I still think he's great. And let me see. I'm definitely Chaka Khan, which my husband is out with right now in Chicago. So, I listen to Chaka Khan. I really don't listen to very many of music. Well, in my area, I'm going to be honest. In my area, we don't really get the radio. So I listen to a lot of talk radio. More than,
okay,
you know,
well,
more than music.
Well, now you have a station every Thursday and Sunday night that honors you and plays nothing but classic, lowrider, oldies, R&B, and all in between. Don't
so
forget me, 93.3.
So I should listen to you and listen to the
That's
old
right.
school and listen to the new
all
school.
All your needs
okay.
will be met. Exactly. So,
so
tell me, you said you have some new music coming, right? Are you writing it?
Yes, it'll be me and my husband. And, you know, we probably throw some people in there that would want to, you know, hang in there with us from the past or or, you know, people that we know at the moment. It's like in the making, because I want to, like I said, I want to make sure it's right. But I basically am a melody writer, and I do some lyrics, you know, and we basically put it down together. You heard on the last one, if you noticed the last one, Open Book. It had,
yes,
like Preston Glass. Preston Glass, who got me in that, you know, to make sure I was coming back out there again, you know, to writing. You got Tony Haynes. He's awesome. You check Tony Haynes out. He's a serious poet man on Facebook. He wrote the lyrics. And my husband, Freddie Fox, myself, we get together and we just, you know, throw down as much as we feel. It's all about either what you're feeling, what's going on today, and, you know, it's a little different to write today for the fact that there's so much going on in the world. I like to sit up and evaluate what's going on. But then at the same time, you know, there'll never be another Marvin Gaye. You understand what I mean?
Yes, I do.
There'll never be another Marvin Gaye, but at the same time, you could go by what's going on. So you go by feeling. I go by love. I go by experiences. You know, that's how we sit up and write. So I want to make
so
sure
gonna
it's
have,
right, and it's got to be a good, comfortable time.
So you're going to have, like, dance music and ballads just all across the board?
I'm gonna do as much as I can to have both.
That's beautiful. That's
because
beautiful.
I got to keep them dancing. They know me from music of dancing. At the same time, they know me from music of love, you know. I mean, you got to get serious to where, you know, they hear a serious side, you know. I go by emotion. I'm in love. I've been in love for 23 years, almost 23 years, you know, to the husband that I married, you know. And I love songs more than anything. So I've been getting more into that. But then everything can't be slow. It can be, you know, I like dancing too, you know. So you can put those two together. You know, that's a good team.
Yes, indeed. So where can my fans contact you?
Well, you can contact me. I'm on Facebook. I'm all on Facebook. I'm looking at it right now. I'm looking at you, Sweet Cadillac. And it's just Evelyn Champagne King. I got a fan page as well, and I'm always on there. You can reach me there. The website is still in the making because I'm trying to get somebody that really, really knows what they're doing to hang in there with my website. You know, it's really difficult with that. But, I mean, there's spots. You can find me on Instagram. Sometimes I pop in some videos or say, okay, what is it, Rasan Patterson?
Yeah.
Told me that it's good to, you know, put up some videos sometime because, you know, I'm not a tweeter. So, you know, I'll do things like that. But you can always find me on the Facebook. I'm more so on there. Putting up my
dates. Well,
I'm
going to keep finding you. I'm not going to let you go now that I found you. And you're more than welcome to come back anytime.
I got you on there. I would love to.
I would love to have you, and
you
I understand
well.
That you're pressed for time. I understand you were kind of pressed for time, so I don't want to take you up too much more of your time. If you want to hang on,
well,
I'll play a couple songs.
I just try and make sure I get to the gym and stuff, you know.
Okay. I can
but
dig
I can
it.
Hang
well,
on
hold
for
on one second. I know people are begging for me to play this song. It's been on my mind all day. I got to do it. Stay tuned, you guys. 93.3 FM. With Miss Evelyn Champagne King.
Let's
93.Tweet FM, the only station playing Evelyn Champagne King with the Temptations. Miss King.
Yes.
Tell
that
me,
was fun. Thank you. I was singing along a little bit.
What is your most memorable showbiz moment?
Wow.
I'm sure you've had
most
many,
memorable?
But just throw one at me. Have you ever been attacked by male groupies?
well, not by male groupies, but the most memorable was when my wig got knocked off sideways.
Wow.
The fans were so excited, so happy. Let me see, I think I was at the Forum, and they were gone completely bonkers. I felt like when you see Michael Jackson and, the Jacksons and the family, the way they screamed for them when they were younger and all. I felt actually like the queen of Sheba at that time. But they knocked my wig. I had to wear a wig because I was trying to be in disguise. Didn't work. it did not work because they always said, I know you're trying to hide Evelyn Champagne King, but we know your nose. I'm like, okay. I got a memorable nose. So
the fabulous Forum, man. It was a lot of memories there for me as well. I remember as a teenager going there as well to see shows. Well, tell me, what advice could you give a struggling artist that's always tried hard but never really got himself in the door? What could you tell him that he could live with as a person, he or she, and they possibly could apply to their talent to become a little bit better at their craft?
Well, the first thing I would tell them is, number one, which I didn't get a chance to do as a teenager, live your life first as a teenager. Try to. And that doesn't have to consist of going out there being the bad streak or the bad seed. It's basically trying to learn what your craft really is as a teenager, if you really want to know classes as a teenager and getting in this business, really whatever age you are, you basically need to know your craft. I know my craft. I'm a singer. I love doing what I do. But at the same time, there's more to it than just singing. If you really want to be out there in the long haul, you got to learn business. I didn't get a chance to get that edgy, to get into that realm of it at the time when I was a kid. And you get edgy, this is what I meant to say, you get edgy and agitated when you don't know it. Growing up, it's too late because you really want to know what you're doing with your money, your finances. You got to learn the business, how it go, who's going to be there for you, who can you trust. It's a lot that goes with being an entertainer, be it musician,
I've heard horror stories. I interview a lot of... You had one yourself?
I've had it. We've all had our, believe me, everyone from my era and before me has had the time to where you got completely, I've been ripped off. Let me just put it like that. I've been ripped off. I'm not going to say names, do anything, because we already know who it is. And, a lot of people that know me and knew what I went through as a teenager, seeing me keep, striving to just get what's even due me. It's very tough. It's very tough.
Indeed.
But I love what I
Indeed.
Do still. And I don't fault none of my fans. So I know who I'm singing for. Prior to doing what I do because I love it, I'm singing for my fans. So really know your craft. Believe in yourself. Go out there and do it. If that's your dream, follow your dream. I'm following my dream. And I'm going to do it all the way up until God say it's time to go. But do not let anyone stop you in your tracks of what you're doing for you.
That's right. And I'd like to add for any starving upcoming artists, you need to learn the business of music first and foremost, as Ms. King said, but also you need to get you a lawyer to watch your lawyer. Dig it?
Thank you. Oh, yeah.
That's bottom line.
It's a lot of bad seeds. We used to call it dog-eat-dog business, which it still is, but there's other names they call it. I don't even like cussing. So it's basically what they really mean, It's a business of, really watching your back. I mean, it's a watch your back business. It's very, everything you do, you know, reflects of how you're going to deal at the end. Because who's going to answer, who we got to answer to is God. And at the same time, you don't want to dog anyone else for you to get dogged. So it's all about respect. Respect yourself, and then you'll be fine. I really believe that.
Yep.
And I respect what I do. And ladies, you do not have to take it off to do what you do if you're an entertainer. If you're a singer, sing.
That's right. Sing. You can sing in an evening gown and be just as sexy as a miniskirt.
You got it. I wear leggings and I look just as cool and just as pretty, and I could drop it like it's hot at 50-something years old. So if
stop
I can still
it,
do it with all my clothes
it.
On.
Stop it. So you ever thought about doing TV or movies?
Yes, I have. And that's another dream I have. You know, it's not over. It's not over. I got plenty more I would love to do. It's, you know, I would love to work with children. I would love to have my own TV show. Oprah, if you're listening. I would love to have my own TV show with children. I mean, there's a lot I would love to do, but my main focus is still singing. I still love what I do. And you know, my influences from the past, my dad, thanks to my dad, you know, for, you know, he was a singer. He was a tenor. And he sang with the harp tones and, you know, stand, he was a stand-in for a lot of groups back then. And without him taking me around and showing me the ropes as a young child, you know, this is what I do. And if you love what I do, you know, you're going to do it. You're going to go further. And here I am. So,
well, I'm
going to
call Oprah for you. I'm going to give
please?
Oprah a call real quick and, you know, see
yeah,
what
let
she
her know
says
a lot of people
that.
Think, you know, yeah, let them know also a lot of people think we look alike. You know, they go, Evelyn, you have features of her. Believe me, it's all over the place. And everywhere I go
kinda
when I'm on a plane.
Now that you think about it, now that you think about it, you kind of do. You actually do.
So, I do. I take that as a compliment. Look at her. Come on.
You know, you have a caller. Hold on one second.
Okay.
Caller, you're on live with Evelyn Champagne King. What's your name and where you calling from?
My name is Daisy. I'm calling from Bakersfield.
Hello.
Hi.
Sorry.
I'm extremely sorry.
She won't bite.
I can't hear.
Just ask her anything. She'll answer it honestly and truly for you.
Yes, I will.
I just wanted to say she was the first concert that I ever went to, and I will never forget it. I remember the dress. I remember everything about it. I was like 11 or 12, and my mother finally let me go out to a concert, and it was the Evelyn Champagne King concert. So it's been one that's always been in my mind.
Thank you so much.
I love you.
I love you, too. I hope to see you out there now.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So when I come near a city or a state near you, are you going to come to the show?
I am. Yes, I am.
All right.
I would
make yourself known. Make yourself
known. My name is Daisy, and I will not miss it.
Aw, thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, I will see you in Stockton, California. Can you give the listeners that date once again, please?
The date is, October October 5th. I'm trying to make sure.
October
5th? October 5th. I'll
okay.
be in Stockton. And,
so
oh
when I'm
goodness.
At the backstage door and... when the bodyguards are trying to push me away, I'm going to say, Tweed Cadillac, baby. And you say, yes, he's with me, and everything will be okay.
You got it, and I'll just pull you in. There you go.
Beautiful.
I got you.
We're going to have a ball. We're going to have a ball. I'm going to bring a dozen roses, and I'm going to throw them on stage
please?
At your
okay.
feet.
It's one request.
And you're
going to
sing
to be,
all my favorite tunes.
But not to be too picky, but could they please be pink roses?
Pink roses. Oh, I thought you was going to give me something
do
hard
not like
to do.
Red. I don't
I
like
thought
red
you was
going
to give me something hard to do. You got it. You got it.
Okay.
So, Ms. King, once again, on behalf of my staff here at 93.3, we want to thank you for coming through, gracing us with your presence. You have the key
thank
to
you.
The city of Tweed Cadillac. I think
you
we have
it.
One more caller. Hold on one second. Caller, you are live with Miss Evelyn Champagne King on 93.3 Tweed FM.
Hey, Evelyn Champagne King. This is Pierre. I'm calling from Compton, California. And you know we love you out here. We grew up on you. And you're a very entertaining woman. And, you know, I just want to see more from you.
You will. I haven't stopped. Like I said, I'm just still traveling off the music it was giving me. And thanks to you guys, I'm still working. I'm still out there and still hanging in there.
Great. And we're going to continue to support you and look forward to anything that you have coming up. And, you know, what do you have coming up? Because I just tuned in like about 30 minutes ago, and I didn't get the whole show.
Well, I'm just bouncing around doing a lot of California dates at the moment. And anytime, you know, that anything's popping up, it's always on my Facebook. I have a fan page as well, Evelyn Champagne King. It has the big hair, the one that everybody thinks looks like Oprah. So, but I'm always saying something on there. I'm always putting my dates up. So you'll see what's going on. I haven't stopped.
Okay. And my wife is listening in Bakersfield. Could you put her happy birthday?
What's her name?
Amanda Daisy.
Amanda?
No, Daisy.
I can hardly hear you.
Oh, her name is Daisy.
Daisy?
Yeah.
I want to say, okay, happy birthday to you, Daisy.
I appreciate it. Well, thank you. I'm going to let you go. But,
thank you so much.
You keep going and don't let that fire in you burn out. You know, keep it going and live your life and be happy. Thank you.
I sure will. Thank you. Same to you.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.
You are very much loved. That's a beautiful thing
and
within itself.
Back.
You know,
that's why it shows that I have to do what I have to do. I have to keep going because of fans like that.
Well, we wish you all the luck, prosperity, peace, and happiness in your life. Once again,
I must thank
you for coming. Boy, you're the hardest artist in the world, but I did it. Persistence pays off. Always say
wow,
you can't change.
How long have you been trying to find me?
I've been trying to book you for a month and a half. Troy finally said, okay, Tweed, okay.
Oh, you made it sound
I talked to that man religiously twice a week. So
because
this
I've
is a great honor for us here at 93.3 Tweed, and we really want to thank you again for stopping through. You are more than welcome to come back. Thank you so much. It's been a blast.
I will. And you know what, Tweed? We'll have more time to talk, and then we can talk more about what's going on, you know, also. And I want to also thank all your listeners out there for listening in and calling in. And thank you for your love and support of 38 years. Thank you so, so much. And I'll keep it going.
We love you and appreciate you. Thank you so much.
Same here, and I love you too.
Nighty-night.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That was Evelyn Champagne King, ladies and gentlemen. 93.3 Tweed FM, the only station playing Funkadelic with the Temptations. It's going down. Guess what? August 1st, Chris Jasper from the world-famous Isley Brothers. August 8th, Enchantment. Sunday the 11th, the Manhattan. Thursday, August 22nd, the fabulous Delphonics will be here live, 93.3 Tweed FM. Tell a hater to tell a player.
times I know I hurt you so. But I could never let you go. With you beside me, girl, your love to guide me, girl, and out of this whole wide world, I got you.
Tweet FM ism. Miss King, is that
hello?
You?
Yes.
What's going on?
Can you hear me?
Now I can.
Okay, because it's a lot of my fans that wanted to speak to me, and I just, you know, I've got so busy. It's just that I'm so busy. Could you tell them that I love them and I'm sorry, and I'll talk to them on Facebook?
You're telling them right now, but I will tell them again throughout the entire show.
Okay. Could you just let them know? I'm sorry I didn't get a chance to speak to them. They already said it's Larry, and it's just a bunch of people saying they're sorry they missed me. I'm trying to get ready so I can go to the gym. so I'm trying to work out.
I will let all your fans know. And it's kind of good for me because I can guarantee that you'll come back now.
Yes, you can bet I will be back. I promise.
Oh, that's an honor and a privilege. You
now,
are too
now
kind.
Now, I know your timing. So I know the time that you're on. So that's what it says, right? It says from 7 to 9.
That's right.
So
and that's Thursday and Sunday nights.
You got it. I promise I'll do that.
Can you do me one more big favor?
Yes.
When you're not too busy, give me like a little 15 to 20 second drop. And I'll play that religiously
right
every show. Excuse me?
You want me to do it now?
Sure, go ahead. Go for it.
Okay, what do you want me to say? Is there something you want me to say?
Yeah, say.
Or hi, this is Evelyn Champagne.
I am Evelyn Champagne.
I'm listening to the radio.
I listen to 93.Tweet FM. the only station playing Funkadelic with the Temptations.
Okay, wait. Now, you, I got to write that down. You want me to write that down first? How about I write it down and call you back?
That would be great. I got you with that one, didn't I? I
yeah,
got
you.
You
did. Yeah,
I
you
love
did.
You, Evelyn. You know, have a good
wait,
workout.
You, okay, so you want me, I could call you back and do that.
Okay, well, call me back on the private line so I can fix it up and put your music under in the background. See, now I gave it all away.
I know. Is that
it's
the other number,
though?
It's
going to be fun, though. It'll be fun. Excuse me?
Is that the other number? The other number you gave
yes,
me?
That's the other number. That's the other number. That's the bat phone line.
Okay.
That's the line that Oprah Winfrey calls us on.
No, don't tell me that. She better call me. Girlfriend better call. Okay. Hi, Evelyn Champagne King. Okay, so I got it.
All right.
Now, you said the Temptation line. What did you say?
No, I said the only station playing Funkadelic with the Temptations. 93.3 FM.
93.3 FM. The only station playing Funkadelic and the Temptations.
That's right. That's our motto over here. R&B
oh, okay.
and all in between. We keep it flashy, classy, and jazzy.
And it would be a shame if you didn't listen. Okay, yeah.
To all Evelyn
so,
fans listening right now, she will be back. She apologizes
yes,
for having to leave, but she has to get her workout on. She has to be fit and trimmed to go city to city. So how do you travel? Like, you have one of those big fancy tour buses or... Are you afraid of buses and you only take Lear jets?
That was in the
past. I mean, how do you get around? How do you get around?
They don't get. They don't want to give us old schoolers any buses anymore. They cost too much. What we do is we fly, we fly, we drive, or we make sure we get there by taxi. But we, but we get to the
gig. As long as the check clears,
Oh God, it's crazy these days. But we get there, and we get there safe. That's what matters.
That's right. And you leave safe. That's what matters also.
That is so true. But thanks again. And I'm sorry I can't speak to all my fans, but I miss and love you guys very much. I'll be calling him back. I promise. Tweet.
Thank
I
you.
Promise.
Okay.
Thank you so
I got
much.
You. I got you. Pink Rose is coming
you
your way. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. That was Evelyn Champagne King. We're about to hit you off with something real, real smooth right now. Let me see. What can I pull up on this Sunday night flight? Feel kind of funky. Why not? Here we go.
Thank you.
3 Point Tweet FM. Ism, baby. Can you remember? On wheels. Man, I remember those days. Those were the days. Nice 3 Point Tweet FM, 347-308-8747. Holler the player, but don't yell. I wanna pay you back for loving me. I'd like to pay you back for loving me, y'all. 93.Tweet FM. Ism. Shout out to Middleton Block, Layton Avenue, 90062. 93.Tweet FM, 347-308-8747. I am for the people, with the people, so tell your people.
L.I.G.'s up, lyrically intensified game. And right now I got you tuned into 93.Tweet on your FM-ism. The only station playing the funkadelic with the Temptations. You dig? 93.Tweet, baby, that's the ism. OG from the West Coast, I'm riding with him. Penthouse player, P-Gang fitter. Straight Los Angeles, home of the scandalous. I'll be right back in a minute, let me handle this. Radio drop, Shamrockers with the business. Working, focus, new West Coastin'. Back it on up, drop it low, go ahead and work that. You hard booty, cause you's a cutie. And it's you I'm choosing, keep it G, steady moving. It's like a jungle, sometimes it makes me wonder how I keep them going under. In fact, I'm on top and no, it won't stop. We're heated, that beat knock. We fall off, I think not. It's a
on at 9 o'clock. I'm posted up at the spot with a folio. Listening to blogtalkradio.com. And it is, you know what the really is. 93.2 Cadillac, baby.
93.2 on your FM is
Cadillac, baby.
93.3 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 on your FM
is Cadillac, baby.
Is I, and I am him. Hip hop does not live here. Caller, you're alive. What's your name and where you calling from?
Hey, what's going on, Tweed, man? Man, it's a long time friend, man. I like that shout out for the Layton Avenue crew, man, and that Middleton crew, man. We love you, man. And can I get a request, man, of some old Teddy P, man?
Some Teddy P, okay, man. Actually, tonight I don't have that. But I got one I think you might like, man. I'm going to take you there.
Okay, man. We appreciate it, man. We love you on a Sunday night, man.
Love you back. Ha-ha. 93.3 FM. Ism. Custom lowrider oldies. R&B and all in between.
My mind
I like to say,
sleep.
Rest in peace.
When thoughts and visions of your being become as real to me as life, I then become aware. You are there. With eyes closed, I can taste everywhere. Your eyes, your lips, your breasts, such a dream, so real, such a love, I feel I want to stay forever and ever in the realms of this dream. Oh, dream maker, oh, weaver of magical dreams, make this dream come true tonight.
Even when you're not around,
93.3 FM. Would like everybody to text area code 424-242-8031. Vote for Cheyenne Brown, contestant number 12 for the Miss Compton 2013 beauty pageant. Second year college student. And vote via online info at MissCompton.com. Cheyenne Brown, contestant number 12. Up for the People's Choice Awards. She needs everyone's support. Once again, text 424-242-8031. Cheyenne Brown, contestant number 12. 93.3 FM. Tonight's show is brought to you by I Am Indy.
Can't wait till we'll be going tonight.
go all the way, y'all. 93.3 Tweet FM.
Hi, this is Little Jackson. You're listening to Tweet Cadillac. 93.3 FM. Rhythm and blues. Okay. This is the only station playing.
God, Mama Millie, don't hurt him like that. 93.3 FM. You heard her. By far the only station playing Funkadelic with the Temptations. Say the word, I'm near. Man, I had to pop a cork, man.
so sorry, 93.28 FM. Look over your shoulder, we'll be right here. And hip-hop does not live here. Only custom lowrider oldies, R&B, and all in between. I had her to tell her play.
Hey, baby, take a look over your shoulder. Say, you, come over here.
Your shoulder, you'll find me right here, 93.3 FM, ISM. This song goes out to the birthday girl, Miss Daisy Morrison.
Thank you.
3-point tweed, here to give you an everlasting love because we want your love. 347-308-8747.
I want your love.
For 93.3 FM, our official sponsor, I am Indy. I'd like to give a special shout out to Evelyn Champagne King for gracing our platform. Stay tuned August 1st, Chris Jasper, the world famous Isley Brothers, followed again by Enchantment. Sunday, August 11th, the Manhattans, followed by the Del Bonics. Thursday, August 22nd. 93.3 FM, don't touch that knob. This is my day job. Only station playing lowrider R&B oldies and all in between. We keep it flashy, classy, and jazzy. I'm about to roll up out of here, y'all. Thank you for tuning in. Until we meet again, tell a header to tell a player. 347-308-8747. Call a player. Holler at me. Just don't yet. One love. Evelyn, we love you.